because she's in it. And she loves to plan weddings, so she plans all of her friends' weddings, which means she's been in 27 weddings as a bridesmaid.
Yikes.
But she's never been close to having one of her own, and it's partially because she's secretly in love with her boss.
I would be secretly in love with him, too, if he was my boss.
Yeah, he is adorable.
I may not be. It may not be a secret.
Yeah.
Are you secretly in love with your boss? Yeah.
Jenny.
Exactly. You guys just found me out.
Nobody
knew
that.
No, but we're talking about Ed Burns, who plays her boss in
the
movie.
He is adorable. I can see why she's secretly in love with him. But here is a clip of one of her friends trying to snap her out of it when she has one of those, oh, I'm so in love with my boss moments at work.
Oh, my God.
Leave me alone.
Jane.
Yeah?
Did you put that breakfast burrito on my desk?
I just thought you might be hungry.
That's why I love you.
I love you, too. Oh! Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I needed that.
What happened
to
her?
She needed a slap to the face.
Yeah, that's exactly what she got. But she has a bigger problem now because he falls in love with her younger, more beautiful sister.
Who's more beautiful than Izzy?
Well, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, she's all devastated from that because she's all devastated. She doesn't realize, or at least it takes her a while to realize, that someone else is in love with her.
Oh, and it's that cutie bug.
Yeah, it's James Marsden.
Okay, yes, right.
Which he is adorable. Mm. Adorable. So I don't know why it took her so long to notice, but
I just saw him in Hairspray, and he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah, he did. And, you know, Katherine Heigl, like you were saying, she is cute, and she is wonderful. Wonderful. And the problem is, though, that is a problem for the movie because they try to make her look like the plain, less pretty sister. And we all know Katherine Heigl is beautiful. So it really doesn't work to try to do that.
Except that's one thing that I actually think she's wonderful at is she is so beautiful, but she doesn't come off like I know I'm beautiful. And in a lot of her movies, like in Knocked Up. And
she does do that well, but they actually try to tone her down. They change the color of her hair and they try to make her plain. But even when they put her in plain looking clothes, you know, she's really beautiful. So it's hard to buy it.
Yeah,
it's hard to buy it. Yeah, the audience wasn't buying that.
Good movie, though?
Well, the movie's definitely one of those romantic comedies, and it's, in fact, so much so that it's actually a textbook example of a romantic comedy. It's girl loves boy, boy loves another girl, you know, girl doesn't know that another boy loves her, everybody screws everything up, and everybody works it all out, which means it's completely predictable. So much so you know exactly what's going to happen through the whole movie, makes you feel a little psychic, which is cool, but other than that, it makes it a little dull, unfortunately. But the best parts of the movie are the beginning and the end, and the middle is okay, so. On our movie night traffic light, I'm going to rate 27 dresses. This is a yellow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is Mad Money, starring Diane Keaton, and she is married to Ted Danson. And he lost his job a year ago, and they were living the high life, and now they're going to lose everything unless they get jobs.
Yeah.
So here's a clip of Diane meeting with an employment agency.
Your typing is substandard. Are you proficient on any kind of software?
I'm good at Google.
Look, the truth is, people your age in the workforce are generally considered real pains in the ass.
Are you aware that statement is discriminatory and illegal?
See? You don't even work for me.
Clearly that didn't work out for her, but she does get a job as a janitor at the Federal Reserve Bank. And when she gets there, she realizes the bank destroys millions and millions of dollars every day in used and worn out money. Mm. So she figures nobody's going to miss that money. So she gets the help of a couple of other employees at the bank, Queen Latifah and Katie Holmes, to figure out how to steal the money.
Nice.
Now, Queen Latifah, I love Queen Latifah. She is really talented in any movie she does. And she's perfect as the single mom that wants nothing but the best for her kids in this movie. Katie Holmes kind of gotten a bad rap for some of her other movies, but honestly, she does a great job in this movie playing that really quirky, smart, ditzy girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And then there's Diane
Keaton.
It's a
good role for her.
Yeah, it really works for her. And Diane Keaton kind of drives me a little bit crazy sometimes because she seems a little OCD.
Oh,
it
I
works
love her.
Perfectly for this
oh,
movie.
Yeah.
It
oh,
does.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, she was on Good Morning America. She
dropped an F-bomb.
She dropped an F-bomb.
Did.
And it was a big deal because it was on the East Coast.
They didn't have time to bleep it out.
Yeah, can you believe that? Like, she doesn't know what you do in front of a camera.
Well, I'm sure she does. I'm sure she just spaced it. You
know
what
I
mean?
You
she's
know,
just
she's
was so
kinda,
natural
yeah,
in conversation
exactly.
with Diane Sawyer. She just was talking with one of her girlfriends.
Exactly. And she, you know, she almost plays herself a little bit in this movie, I think, because some of that kind of, you know, fits her personality.
That's
and
great.
Who does not love the idea of the little guy taking on the institution or the man or the powers that
sure.
be or whatever and coming out ahead? And if it's girls, Jenny, who doesn't like a little serious girl power?
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So this is one of those movies that's just fun to watch. It's entertaining. Nothing deep about it. But it is a little clever because their scheme, you think, actually might work. So on Monday morning, I bet the Federal Reserve Bank tightens their security in case somebody tries to actually pull this off.
That's possible.
So on our movie night traffic light, this one, Mad Money, is a green light.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
yeah, we had the premiere up on Tuesday, wasn't it?
That's right.
Did you go to our premiere?
Yes, I did.
Very nice.
Of
I wanted to
I
make
did,
it,
honey.
But I just late.
Yeah. It's hard to do that. When
yeah,
you
it was
up
a
so
fun.
Early.
It was a fun evening.
Good.
Here's a good story, though. Did you hear that the Directors Guild of America has reached a deal with with
the screenwriters?
Yeah.
That would be great.
It's giving Hollywood
really?
Hope that writers, and this isn't the writers, this is the directors.
Okay.
So it was both of them, but they have reached a deal, so it's giving hope that writers who have been on strike for 11 weeks will get one too, and soon. They say the Directors Guild of America has a tentative 3-year deal with networks and studios, which came after 6 days of formal negotiations and provides a roughly 3% raise for its members and royalty increase for movies and shows streamed over the internet.
Oh, the internet good. Is a big deal because right. they didn't work that into any of the deals mm-hmm. before. You know, it's mm-hmm. weird, though, because they had 6 days of negotiations. The screenwriters have been on strike for months.
I know.
So nobody
I
really
know.
Understands why
What's
those guys
going
can't
on.
Work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say the strike has derailed TV and some film production and the awards season, canceling some shows and leaving next month's Oscars in question.
That's right.
I'm betting.
Yes.
I'm predicting they get it settled before the Oscars happen.
I hope so.
And then they can make a big deal about it
Seriously.
At the Oscars.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to kind
true.
Of announce it and bring them all back together.
That would be great.
Yeah, it
we'll
would.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Don, thanks.
Thank you very much.
We have some movie passes. We were
That's
we were just talking about movies, we wanted to give you a chance to see our next premiere.
We have...